I came in this way. It's 9 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I want to remind you, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise on the United Prayer and Praise Ministry. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, the number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer request and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. Okay, on this last set, we heard Pastor Marvin Sapp with Safe in You, Bishop William Murphy III with Alive, Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs followed with Can't Run, Tasha Cobbs Leonard and Immediately, and we conclude the set with Travis Green and Forever. Amen. 10 minutes, excuse me, losing my voice here, 10 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m., and this is Third Day and Soul on Fire.
Testify and tell you of the goodness of my Lord. Share some of what he's done for me, how he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own, but there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you see life has tried to get the best of me, but I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing. His name is Jesus, and he loves me, and I know this, 'cause he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. His name is Jesus. Yes, he loves me, and I know this, 'cause he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. Oh, there's so many things I wanna tell you of how he made a way for me. If he hadn't loved me through the mistakes that I made, I just don't know where I would be. Oh, he showed me so much favor, and now I understand amazing grace. Through all of the pain, all of the shame, I realize there is nothing that could take your place. Of me, but I know the giver of life personally. He's a reason that I sing. Oh, Jesus, yes, he loves me, he loves me. I know this, 'cause he died.
Past the hour of 7 a.m. and this is the When You Pray. And I'm sorry, we got a new name. I'm sorry, it used to be the When You Pray. This is the United Prayer and Praise Ministry. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, still not too late to get into us. Our phone number 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. This is the late Jesse Dixon in Chicago Community Choir, and I know what prayer can do.
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 night never ceasing, but with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong, you say.
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the king,
say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
7:29 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise Ministry. And we are praying for Jerry Remy, who is announcer for the Boston Red Sox baseball team. And he is battling cancer, I believe, for the third time. So we're going to pray that God's going to continue to work in his life and give him total delivery. Jerry Remy, battling cancer, the announcer for the Boston Red Sox. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. Michelle had her cataract surgery and then had some sort of mishap. And now is having a problem with floaters in her eye. And also she's going for another back injection coming up in the very near future. So we're praying that God's going to minister in her eye situation, also in her back, and also deliver her from smoking. Michelle of Medford. We're praising God with Minister Michael Dotton. We were advertising his seminars, worship seminars. And I hadn't heard how things were going, and I finally got in touch with him, and everything went really well. So we're praising God with him, and he has individual training programs available for those who are interested, and we're going to hopefully bring that material out and announce it next Sunday on the Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Dotton, praising God for his blessings upon his worship seminar. Let's look to God in prayer and in praise. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning, thanking and praising you for this day that you allowed us to see. All kinds of situations going on in the world, Lord, but we know you're God, and beside you there is none other. So we're going to you in faithful prayer, knowing that you're going to work your perfect will in the behalf of your people. So we bring Jerry Remy before you, Lord, suffering for the third time with cancer. And as you ministered in his behalf in the previous two situations, we pray that you would minister as well in this situation. Give him your deliverance. Give him your healing. Give him your blessing. Give him your victory. May he realize that the victory that he receives has come from your hand. And may he in turn yield himself to you and to your control. Bless and strengthen his family, Lord, and others who know him. Very famous person in this area. So we pray that we all unite together and be blessed and strengthened and encouraged by all you're going to accomplish in and through the life of this individual. And we praise you for all that's going to be done to the glory and praise of your name. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, who's had cataract surgery and has had some kind of accident or whatever, and is having problem with floaters in her eye. And we pray, oh Lord, that you're going to give her complete deliverance. What medicine, science, and the doctors can accomplish, we know that you are well able. And therefore, we come with joy, anticipating that which you're going to accomplish in and through her life. And even as she needs a procedure on her back as well, pray, oh Lord, you're going to minister in that situation and also give her a total deliverance from smoking, because nothing is too hard for you. So we're claiming victory in her life in each one of these situations. And may she be an individual with a testimony of what you've done, so that many might be strengthened and encouraged to go onward and forward in you, is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And we join with Minister Michael Dotton, who is praising God for your blessings on his recent seminar and workshop. We pray, oh God, that you will continue to minister in his behalf, give him your direction, provide for him and his family and loved ones. May the ministry you give to him just flow out in mighty ways, Lord, reaching many souls and encourage them along the way, so their life might be encouraged, blessed, and strengthened, and many might be born into the kingdom. And many might give you glory and praise through what all that you're going to accomplish in and through the life of your servant. And we thank you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's 7:34 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, Tusk Freeform Radio. And also on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org, from the Apple or the iTunes store. Okay, want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can still get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781 648 718 781 648 5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And as soon as we get your information, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you or praying for someone else. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. And we're going to have some information in the very near future about the name change as far as our prayer and praise segment is concerned. The Christian Challenge is going to inaugurate a new ministry called the United Prayer and Praise Ministry. It will be part of Sounds of Praise, and there'll be other ways to get involved in it as well. As soon as we get everything all squared away and ready to go, we'll let you know how you can be involved. We're also going to have a series on prayer and praise. I guess sometimes we take it for granted that people know how to pray and know how to praise God. And maybe they do, maybe they don't. But just in case, we're going to inaugurate a series where you can study the power of prayer and praise and the power to pray and praise. Okay, 7:36 here on Sounds of Praise. Let's go back and see what we played. We had Tasha Cobbs with Immediately. Travis Green with Forever Amen. Third Day with Soul on Fire. Smokey Norfolk with No Greater Love. Jesse Dixon, the late Jesse Dixon in Chicago Community Choir with I Know What Prayer Can Do. And we concluded with Fred Hammond, Jay Moss, and Israel Houghton and Call on Him. 7:37, new music, top hits. And this is William McDowell and Withholding Nothing.
Withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing.
Come on, you say it.
withholding nothing, withholding nothing.
And that's how you receive the salvation gift of God, by holding nothing back, giving Him your total being. And He invites you now to come as you are to receive His gift of salvation.
Come as you are and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting, but when you call upon His name and
And that's what God wants you to do. Surrender yourself to Him. Come just as you are. So often people get hung up with, okay, I'll get my life together and then I'll come to God. If you could get your life together, you wouldn't have to come to God. But we can't get our life together sufficiently enough to satisfy God. We need to deal with the sin question in our life, the sin issue. The thing that separates us from the benefits and blessings and the eternal promises of God. That's why Jesus came into the world. To take care of the things that we could not take care of. To get us together the way we could not get ourselves together. And so I'd like to lead you in prayer right now. Very simple prayer. No magic in the words. But if you will pray this prayer, repeat these words after me as a prayer to God, He will bring His salvation alive in your life this very day. And so I invite you to follow me in prayer. Repeat these words after me as a prayer to God and allow His salvation to take place in your life this very day. Dear Father, in Jesus' name I come this morning, because I believe that He paid the penalty for all my sin. And by simply acknowledging my need for Him, all my sin of the past will be forgiven. And I will have access to You through confession directly to You for any sin that I will commit in the future. That's why I can have the assurance that one day I will be in Your presence, because Jesus has paid the ultimate price. And I'm receiving You now, Lord, as Savior and Lord of my life. And I pray for Your strength and Your direction to live for You in a manner that will be pleasing in Your sight and will point others to the reality of Your salvation gift to them, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God done it, or God will do it, And when you do that, I want to know about it. Why? Because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God direct you as to what church you should become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing lists. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. You can receive that material while I'm on the air by giving me a call right here at the station, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still get that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Okay, 7:48 is the Sounds of Praise time. And I think we're going to have, a public service announcement. And then we'll play some music right up to 8 o'clock. And hopefully you'll call in and I can get your information and send you that material. Public service announcement coming your way.
I used to smoke about a pack to two packs a day. That really put a strain on my pocket. That's why I really needed to find something to help me out.
1-800-QUIT-NOW.
I was like, you know, this may work.
I hop in the car. I have a cigarette. You know, wake up in the middle of the night with an asthma attack, hit my inhaler two times, come outside, and have a cigarette. It was really bad.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
I've tried everything. I've tried the patches. I've tried quitting cold turkey. I've tried the gum. I just needed a person to talk to, somebody who can relate to me. She was just really supportive, and I was telling her what was going on. She was telling me different things that I could do to help with my stress. I would recommend the Quit Line because the support, the counselors, you know, awesome, awesome people.
They called just when they said they would. They really wanted to talk you through everything. They wanted to know how I was doing. I'm definitely not coughing as much. I feel healthier.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A public service of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
And also your friends here at Brown Perspective on Sports and Sounds of Praise. 7:49 is the Sounds of Praise time. We've been bringing you new music and top hits of the year 2018. Hopefully it's been a blessing to you. I've enjoyed it immensely. Again, apologize for not being on the air last Sunday. Had a car problem, and they also had a problem with the computer here at the station, and so therefore I was not here. But we're back, and everything's been working fine today. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that. And next Sunday, we'll be back, Lord willing, with more new music and top hits. Like I said, we spent about three months, we were playing the top hits of 2017. Then we had a lot of special programs as well. Resurrection Sunday and Palm Sunday and Mother's and Father's Day. And a lot of new music piling up, so we're trying to get to as much of it as we possibly can. before we get into the other part of our season here on Sounds of Praise. Okay, Dietrich Haddon in the Hill City Worship Camp, and this is Fireworks here on Sounds of Praise.
Please.
If you come to give God the best praise, scream right where you are. Fireworks.
Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar, and it's all right. It's okay.
Don't you let your troubles get in your way. Just believe and have faith. Know that He is with you every day.
Sometimes it's hard to say you're doing okay when you're trying.
Okay, 7:59 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise ministry. Lord willing, be back next Sunday with more new music and top hits of the year 2018. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week, and the Lord is pouring outside our station right now. I'm going to get soaked just getting to my car. But anyway, yeah, God is good. We're not going to complain. You don't have to shovel rain. Okay, hope to see you next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.